Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Commerce Secretary Gary Locke, speaking at the recent opening of the 21st Annual U.S.-China Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade, said that the bilateral trade relationship between China and the United States is robust and supports millions of jobs for our people. Established in 1983, the Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade is the main forum for addressing bilateral trade issues and promoting commercial opportunities between the United States and China. Pick up the newspaper on any given day, Secretary Locke said, and you'll surely see a catalog of the latest disagreements between China and the United States. But our disagreements do not define us. They are, in fact, the inevitable byproduct of two trading partners whose commercial relationship has been growing steadily for four decades. Significantly, during the session, China agreed to resume talks on beef market access. Technical talks will resume as soon as possible with the goal of reopening China's market in early 2011, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said. This is a vital outcome for our farmers and ranchers, underscoring the importance of the Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade in providing a forum for our stakeholders. Commerce Secretary Locke said China has also committed to not discriminate against foreign suppliers or to provide prohibited subsidies. I am pleased with China's pledge to adhere to openness, non-discrimination, and transparency in its smart grid market, he added, and to cooperate with the United States on smart grid standards. Similarly, China's commitment on technology neutrality for 3G and future technologies will ensure market access for American businesses to one of the world's largest telecommunications markets. The United States and China signed a total of seven new agreements covering agricultural collaboration, soybean exports, statistics, and promotion of investment in the United States. At the successful conclusion of the 21st session of the U.S.-China Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade, Commerce Secretary Locke said, "The work we've done will benefit both China and the United States."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.